Proclamation number 2510, dated the October 13th, 1942. Three ways of imparting the divine word. The gospel must be proclaimed throughout the world. The teaching of love is to be made accessible to all people, and this happens in various ways. Those having been taught by God are called to enlighten other people in the first instance, thus to convey the received teachings to them, to proclaim the gospel to those who want to accept it. It is a richly blessed mission to work for fellow people's salvation of soul, to instruct them according to God's will and to motivate their conscious work of improving their souls. And this work is expected by God from everyone who has been taught by God Himself. And God constantly teaches those people who willingly opened their hearts to Him. He preaches the gospel to them which they hear within themselves through the inner voice. And this gospel does not divert from that which has been traditionally handed down, from the Holy Scriptures. And this is another possibility of receiving the divine word, and again it teaches love, the love for God and one's fellow human being and for the one who faithfully accepts this word. And thus everyone has the opportunity to be instructed in the gospel as soon as he, with the right faith, desires to know God's word. It will also become understandable to him, for the will to penetrate divine wisdoms also gives a person the power of realization, which enables him to regard the divine words as the word of God and thus can also be taught by God if he devoutly and hungrily reads the Holy Scripture and not just accepts the word but seriously tries to grasp its meaning too. Yet the divine word can also be spiritually conveyed to a person. However, this way is only known to a few people and yet it is the easiest for everyone. This is the direct communication in the form of thoughts, a mental transference of the divine word, of the gospel, to people which, however, always requires the person's willingness to receive. If, therefore, a human being desires to be initiated into the divine teaching of love, the gospel will always be proclaimed to him in one way, because it is God's will that humanity shall be instructed in life and truth. Amen.